a warm and wet Monday afternoon, but a fine night for some Monday night football as the Patriots take on the Buffalo Bills in a big battle. And to break it all down for us, we're joined by our friend Christopher Price of the Boston Globe. Hello there, Chris.
You caught me right in the middle of making my plane reservations for Canton, Ohio for a Hall of Fame weekend, about 2037, I think, for Mac Jones. So get on those early.
It's good to plan ahead.
Reservations now. Yeah, it's good to plan ahead. It's very good to plan ahead. So how you doing, Rich?
2037, that's a very short career. Isn't he going to play 30 years like Tom Brady?
Well, yeah, see, there you go. There's the flip side to it, right? It's not going to be like that 20-year window. Although with him trademarking, what, MJ10, we could be seeing the MJ10 diet sooner rather than later. So maybe I should extend it. Maybe I should get one of those refundable tickets and kind of push it forward a little bit.
Goodness. I'm doing very well, to answer your question. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing well. I am. I'm doing well. I'm excited for this game tonight, man. This should be an awful lot of fun. Monday Night Football is always great, but at the same time, this environment, this atmosphere, and a wind that's howling at all estimates right now, what, close to 30 miles an hour, so it should be very interesting this evening.
And it's pretty much what you and everybody else expected in preseason, that the Patriots would go into this game as the number one seed in the AFC.
Yeah, we all drew it up like that, right? We did. We all drew it up. Hey, look, this is... At the start of the year, I was telling someone else this earlier in the week, but last week when we were talking about this game, where you circle the games on the calendar that really kind of have a especially high level of import. You know, obviously Tampa Bay and Dallas, and you know the Jets, I think, still move the needle maybe to some extent. But this is a game that is now going to be one of the most important games on the schedule, if not the most important game on the schedule for this team, because they're in this midst of this four-game stretch. You know, Tennessee last week. This week with the Bills, and then you know the Colts, and then the Bills again. I think at the end of this stretch, we're going to know if this team is a true championship contender. And so far, they're checking off all the boxes.
Well, and after what we've seen from everybody else around the AFC, nobody seems to want that title of favorite right now.
Yeah, and it's weird. This reminds me of, I want to say, about a decade or so ago, where, and I remember writing this, that the Patriots, you know, we're not a great team. They were just the best team in a wildly flawed conference. And that's not to take anything away from them. But at the same time, you know, there are just years, weird years, funky years like this year, where no one is kind of seizing the mantle and no one is really kind of stepping forward as a quote unquote dominant team. That, you know, this could be one of those years where New England is able to get on this roll that we've seen. Obviously, they won six straight now. I think, honestly, if they win tonight, there's the very real likelihood that this team could run the table the rest of the way in terms of the regular season. We don't know, you know, the postseason is a different matter, but, you know, that would be a really remarkable feat considering where we all were at this time last year.
Well, two terrific defenses going head-to-head tonight. Patriots have been so opportunistic at forcing turnovers along the way. What's the key tonight to them stopping Josh Allen?
It's basically keeping them a one-dimensional team. They really can't run the ball effectively. And Buffalo has been a one-dimensional team for most of the year. Look, it's a great dimension, don't get me wrong, but at the same time, this is a pass-first, pass-second, pass-third team with, you know, maybe Matt Breida is their lead back. And so if you could figure out a way, and I don't know if it's going to be singular man-on-man coverage involving Diggs and J.C. Jackson, I think that gives you a really good heads up. It really gives you a really good leg up. The one thing that would concern me is the Bills, I think, and I don't want to go back, and you can go back and look at some of the numbers, but I think that Buffalo has a deeper passing game than maybe some of the teams that the Patriots will face over the course of the year with really quality second and third and, you know, even fourth options at times. This is a game for me, if I'm Buffalo, this is a game where I want to get, you know, Emmanuel Sanders or Dawson Knox or, you know, one of those guys involved, because, you know, look, over the course of the year, we've seen that J.C. Jackson can pretty much erase anyone. And so, you know, if you're saying, okay, J.C. Jackson versus Diggs, where do you go from there? If I'm Buffalo, I rely on those guys in this one to give me a real shot.
Now, is there any concern, last week we saw it with Tennessee, even though they had to go a little bit down the depth chart, that they were able to wrap up a lot of yards on the ground. Was that just an anomaly with the Pats' run defense last week?
Yeah, I think so. Look, you know, the numbers are numbers, but at the same time, you got to kind of put them in context, and a lot of those yards came with a game out of reach. And then if you can, you can also, you know, write off the 60-yard touchdown run as an anomaly. Certainly is an anomaly the way they've been playing defensively. So, look, I think this works out for them. I think this is a good matchup for them, you know, defensively, because, again, the Bills can't run the ball with any consistency. You know, they've, again, Matt Breida is their guy. Singletary, Josh Allen is probably their most effective, you know, quote-unquote running back. And so, you know, it's not like, you know, they have Jonathan Taylor back there. So you want to take that with a grain of salt. And at the same time, you know, obviously it's a red flag. But, you know, I think that the Patriots are in good shape when it comes to run defense. And I'll put it that way.
We're talking with Christopher Price of the Boston Globe here on Downtown Patriots and Bills tonight. Well, the flip side is the Patriots, can they generate any kind of a run game against this Buffalo D?
Yeah, that's going to be huge, and you're going to need that tonight. There are some things that I would look for this evening, in addition to the traditional running attack with Stevenson and Harris and, you know, some other options back there. I'm going to be fascinated to see if they can find more ways to get Jonnu Smith the ball. And you know, the body types are way different, but I'm just kind of reminded a little bit of what they did with Cordell Patterson a couple of years ago, just wanting to get him in space, whether it's jet sweeps, kind of a non-traditional running back type of situation. We saw some of that last week against Tennessee, and maybe we see more of that going forward because he was pretty effective, I think, in a lot of situations. So, you know, you do have the typical, you know, Smith-Harris running attack, but I would also look for a few different kind of offshoots off of that, you know, as well as Jonnu Smith. There's also, too, you know, you want to kind of be a little bit creative given these circumstances, given the weight of this game and given the conditions. So, again, maybe you lean on Smith. Maybe you lean on that short passing game a little bit to kind of generate the same sort of offense that you would get with runs. The Bills defense is not especially aggressive, so I don't know how many, you know, screen passes we're going to see kind of using that misdirection against them. So they're going to lean on the traditional stuff, but I wouldn't be surprised to see them break out a surprise or two along the way this evening.
And this is a defense, too, that's had their share of takeaways. I think 16 interceptions so far this season. Is there a guy in that secondary that Mac Jones would be wise to steer clear of?
Well, I would usually say Tre'Davious White, but he's, you know, at least by all accounts, he's done for the year, I believe, at this point, after the injury, you know, against the Saints about, 10 or so days ago now. But I don't think that there is necessarily a guy that you want to stay away from. I think that whoever ends up replacing White might be a target. They do play a little bit of cover four. They do play some zone. They mix in some man here and there. So they're going to show you a few different looks. And I think, look, that's the goal, you know, especially when it comes to a rookie quarterback. We always talk about Belichick going up against rookie quarterbacks and trying to confuse them. I think that, you know, given the way this Buffalo defense has played this year, I think that, you know, you can give them an awful lot of credit. And it's going to be interesting to see if they can pull some of those, you know, pull some of that same magic out when it comes to try to, you know, shake up Mac Jones a little bit. I also think, too, that this is a great test for Mac Jones, that this is the first real loud December meaningful, you know, game that's got some weight to it for him on the road going into Buffalo. It's going to be loud. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be windy. It's going to be, he's going to get outside of his comfort zone a little bit. And I'm fascinated to see how he's going to be able to respond. Everything, obviously, of course, at this point in the season suggests that he will do a good job, but this is different, man. This is Bills Mafia in December. It's going to be a real challenge, a whole new challenge for this rookie.
And how much of a factor might that wind be tonight for both teams?
Well, it's looking crazy. I mean, there's, you know, people are tweeting out from the stadium already that, you know, the flags are, you know, really, really snapping in the breeze. They have something up there called the Boulevard, where, you know, you can, they have concessions and stuff, and there's a lot of inflatable objects and, you know, kind of tents and things, and that's completely closed down tonight because of the conditions. So I think it's going to play a role. I really do. You know, this is going to be one of those, it's going to be like 13-12, you know? I mean, it's. I remember the game up there in 2008. I don't remember the final score, but it was one of those insane weather games. Not so much snow and rain, but just insane wind. And I think we're going to see the same thing tonight. And, you know, we talk about how this is going to impact the offense and the defense. I'm curious to see how it's going to impact special teams, you know, both punting and kicking, to see how they deal with those sorts of conditions. It's going to be really interesting.
You've talked about it. You tweeted about it today. But the experience of going –
whoever wants to be a part of it. I know fans, there are a lot of New England fans will kind of, you know, caravan up there and watch games and kind of be a part of it. But if you can be a part of something like that, even once in your football fan, you know, life in your as a football fan, I would highly recommend it.
Somebody posted a picture earlier today of just a guy sitting at a bar getting ready for the game with an O.J. Simpson shirt on.
They love their team. They love their team. You know, they do it. Again, it's that one of the cool things is, I can tell you quick, that one of the cool things is the first row of the press box, you know, you are literally right behind the last row of the fans. And you know, they can stand up and they can block your view, and they'll stand up sometimes and bang on the glass and point at you, and you know, and you point back at them, and it's a fun environment. It just is. It's a fun environment for football. It can be a little rowdy at times, I think. It's not always a family-friendly atmosphere, just put it that way. But if you can get up there and see a game and be a part of it, I think it's an awful lot of fun.
Hey, it was great to see in the Point After newsletter that you had a chance to talk with our friend Mike DeVito.
Oh, he's the best, isn't he?
He's great.
Mikey is the best. He really is. He's the best. He's a guy who I initially connected with him through my you know, our shared background on Cape Cod. He was still, in my mind, the best professional football player ever to come out of Cape Cod. But he's been great, you know, bothering him over the years, trying to get a sense of, you know, who does what and how it operates. And you know, he's a guy who I can just sit down with and I can say, look, tell me what I'm seeing here. Tell me what I'm watching here. You know, help me understand as a fan. And he's fantastic to talk to. I'm lucky enough to be able to maintain connections with a lot of guys who played in the league over the years that have allowed me to pick their brain on a regular basis. And Mike is right up there at the top of the list.
What's the status of Bleeding Green?
So that's a great question. We are coming out. We're less than a year away. I have over 110,000 words. It's at the editor is going through it now, line by line. This is the fun part where we kind of argue over commas, and, you know, quotation marks and what goes where. But it's been a blast. It's been so much fun to be able to put together the history of the Hartford Whalers. It is one of those books where you feel like you were called to write this as an individual. I haven't really had that with a book since I did my first one about the history of the Cape Cod Baseball League. This is personal. This is a personal book for me because I grew up as a Whalers fan. I love the team. I love the franchise. And like I tell people, it's my curse to root for a team that doesn't exist anymore. So this is my small way of giving back to the universe.
Well, I can't wait for that. Chris, always a good time for us to talk with you. Enjoy the game tonight. We appreciate you making time as always, and we'll catch up with you soon.
My pleasure, Rich. Take care, and we'll talk soon.
That is Christopher Price of the Boston Globe talking Patriots with us here.